Yeah, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, black fish, blue fish, old fish, new fish. This one has a little star, this one has a little car. Say what a lot of fish there are.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 5 of Podcasting for Dummies.
Yes.
Today, we just can't stop with the guests. Today, we have Xander Krish. How you doing, Xander?
I've been pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. So how is everyone?
I'm doing good.
I'm pretty good.
I just had some orange slice for lunch.
Wow.
Were you guys eating my chips?
What?
Yes.
You guys were eating my chips.
Yes, no, I wasn't.
Were you guys bullying Henry?
No, we were bullying
Xander.
No, because Fenton isn't here today.
Oh, yeah,
no, but the most goated food, spaghetti on a taco show.
That's just not true.
It's good.
Oreos are a superhuman feed.
I'm not sure if you guys have had steak fajitas.
I love steak fajitas. But my favorite food is the Mexican.
Bro, especially when you if you close it, if you like shut the wrap closed with some sour cream.
Yeah.
No, if you stick the wrap closed with some sour cream, oh my god, it's so good.
I like grilled chicken quesadillas.
Those are good.
My favorite is the chicken chimichangas with the white cheese sauce.
Yeah.
And the brown rice, I don't know.
All right, so as we know, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in
nine days.
I know a guy who's about to be very lucky. And, well, he's sitting right here. So, Xander, tell us about that love note.
All right, so yesterday, at the end of school, right, I'm going to my locker. I open it up to get my stuff out ready to get on the bus, and I see a piece of paper on my books. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, I dropped a piece of paper in here earlier. But I flip it over, I see 3 hearts. So I'm like, oh no. And I open it up, I don't even get to read it yet. And this man's Henry.
Wait, you dropped it?
I don't know.
They have a binder?
No, it was in my locker.
Oh.
Yeah, and someone, because like, we have little holes in the lockers so you can push stuff through.
Well, they're like more
yeah,
like
they're like
air
slants.
Vents.
They're air vents, yeah. And so this man, Henry and Ollie, I was like, yo, Ollie.
Ollie's our next guest,
yeah. His locker's near mine, so I'm like, yo, Ollie, look at this note I got. And he immediately grabs it, runs over to Henry's locker, and we spend like 5 minutes chasing them.
Well, that
until
sounds like it.
Finally, our another friend, Aiden here, but the short one, not this one. We're walking to the buses over this field, and he steals it, and then he gives it back to me, and then I just bolted for the bus. And then I texted them both pictures, and so it said that basically they were my secret admirer, and they'd be giving me a note each day until Valentine's Day, and they'll give me hints each day.
We're hooking up our boy Xander, though. We've already devised a whole plan. Ollie is going around with a survey.
Oh, yeah.
Where you ask the person to write down 3 colors, write down their 3 favorite, because the writing on Xander's note was a little bit, some letters were straight, some like words were slanted or whatever.
We're trying
so
to identify
we'll see a variety, and then after Ollie asks the person, we're going to write down their name so we know who it was.
All right, and then today I got a note right before lunch, and it says, Dear Xander, the hint for today is that I'm in your pod. By the way, I'm not Ollie. Ha ha. Heart, your secret admirer.
Yeah, so it's weird. So
Ollie loves us all.
The only 2 times that me, Xander, and Ollie had arguments about if it was like either me or Ollie was we made a group chat and we argued in the group chat. And it's only me, Xander, and Ollie.
Yeah.
So no one else could. And we also argued about it in English this morning.
Yeah,
so,
and then also yesterday when we were walking the bus.
Yeah, but I don't
that
feel
was,
like
no,
anyone
no
was,
attention.
Like, paying attention to that.
Yeah. So,
I don't pay attention to anyone.
Okay, but then, see, the thing is, with this, it says they're going to give me, I think they're probably going to do something on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is,
I'm not going to be here
on Valentine's Day. We have a band competition that day.
Dude, that's tough.
So,
then you're getting,
how
am I supposed to tell them?
You got to tape a note, you got to tape a piece of paper that says, I will not be here Valentine's Day.
Yeah, tape it to the bottom of your locker so if they put it in, Oh, three.
No, 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 tape it on the outside.
Yeah, because they
tape it on the
see
outside.
No, I'm just going to get these boys to spread around that I won't be here on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You guys got to be my message.
Oh, we got to talk about it in English. We got to be like,
yeah.
So, Xander, I heard you're not going to be here Valentine's Day. Why
yeah
is that, man?
Like, really loud and obvious.
Oh, I have a band competition. I'm not going to be here for Valentine's Day.
Your input on this?
Not that anyone was
Xander might get lucky.
Might.
Well, I mean,
he's a very lucky man.
We've already okay.
Really
the boys,
does depend on
us,
who it
like
is.
The boys in our pod have already devised a plan.
Yes.
As you just listened. But we're already starting to sort of get some guesses.
Yeah.
But,
like, there's a few people in our English class that could be it.
That may or may not.
Handwriting and body
feelings
language, boys.
We're not going to disclose any information.
But we don't know if Xander will
get lucky or not.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
we
don't know.
Yeah, who is it, Xander?
I don't know.
We don't know.
That's the mystery, guys.
Wait, do the thing. Do like the 80s thing.
Hey, guys.
Bro, you sound like Goofy on some illegal
on
stuff.
Some illegal material.
Yo.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
That's whack.
It's all in the vocal cords, my
dude. You should do some voice acting. Freelance work.
Yo, Xander does voice acting. He can do like all the way from a like toddler to apparently a senior. Some like random all website right account.
Let's
you
just
made
do some voice impressions.
No.
Roddy Rich without autotune.
I'm Caden.
Shut up.
Yeah. I'm Caden.
Yeah. We'll do each other.
Yeah.
So Caden first. Here's my take.
Yeah.
Xander.
Is my voice?
Yeah.
Nah, my voice.
I don't talk that.
It sounds like on the podcast.
All right, my take.
Okay.
Hey guys, I'm Caden. I like Oreos, man.
Oh
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You know I love
good
them more.
Oreos.
I don't really talk that much, but right, like Oreos.
You gotta get that gravel in there. Like, yeah. My name is Caden.
Like smoking for about like. Smoking for about 5 years, eh, Caden?
No.
Good. Okay, special announcement to our listeners. Don't smoke or do drugs.
Yeah, don't smoke, don't vape, don't.
Jewel is not cool, my compadres.
That's true.
Max went on the mic.
Yeah, that hurt my ears.
Baby.
Well,
yeah,
this mic is probably being clipping from all the voice
impressions. Yeah.
All right, let's do Aiden. I can't do it.
You gotta like. you gotta make.
What was that?
Sounds,
you want to talk about it.
But you gotta do that when you're like laughing. Like.
Pretty good. Okay. Boys, this is not content.
It works.
We are
here.
Oh, geez, Scoob.
Oh, Henry.
Oh,
I mean, like, never mind.
Shaggy.
Caden started listening to music again.
So not again.
Started listening to
music.
So what's your favorite artist? One, you gotta say someone.
Hold on, Inoue Choppa, Roddy Rich,
Lil Ricefield.
Yeah. Japanese.
Let's go.
Got that sick boy in Japanese. Ramen noodles with my friends when we get hungry.
that was a good way of making it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite song? Japanese.
Sure.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, we know what it is, but like.
Yeah, Trapanese.
Trapanese, yeah, we know what that is.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
It's a pop song. We're not going to disclose it.
Yeah, we're not going to embarrass Caden on here.
It is fire, though.
It's a pretty fire song.
Katy Perry.
No, Shakira at the Super Bowl, me like.
Oh, yeah.
The music was bad.
fan.
Oh, no.
Oh, God,
Henry's a Chiefs fan.
I'm so excited the Chiefs won! First time in 50 years, baby!
He's gone! Oh, and Xander.
It could have been the Packers.
Xander.
He could have beat the Packers. I would have been fine with that.
Xander. Bro, my dad.
Packers fan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My dad showed me a video.
Let's go.
We are, Miles and I are sad but proud Falcons fans.
Yeah, my dad showed me a video of...
imagine being a Packer.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Imagine being a Packers fan.
Okay, but, like, my dad showed me this video on, like, Instagram or something like that of this one, like, middle-aged dad, like, 50, 40, 50-some, looking at, just staring at the halftime show. Like, stone cold. Did not move a muscle.
Oh my God, did you see that video of Lizzo at the Lakers game?
No.
No, what was it?
I can't say.
I saw a World War III meme. It also went on the news, and it said, Plan B, let's just drop Lizzo on Iran.
Oh my God.
It's very bad. Iran, we have nothing wrong with you.
Oh, yeah, by the way, just
stop
to...
Stop killing our soldiers.
It's just Trump.
You know, 2% of our listeners are from Tokyo.
Oh, that's Ollie when he was
when he was in Japan.
Dude, okay.
But,
so,
oh, shoot,
Ollie
could
have...
About?
You know Trump's post?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen this.
Oh,
his
my God,
Twitter
yeah,
post after
it.
The game.
Yeah.
He was like, congrats to these fine young men from a comeback or whatever... representing the great state of Kansas after
and like,
the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
America is so proud of you.
Yeah.
Like, I screenshotted it and made it my background. He deleted it, of course, but like...
Yeah, I have that because you DM'd it or texted it to me.
Yeah.
Yo, but like, hold on. It's been sad, like, being kids like us because we've lived through the death of like 5 famous rappers.
I know, like...
Mac Miller, Juice WRLD,
X,
Peep, and Nipsey Hussle.
And
I think
died too.
X and Peep were the saddest, and Juice WRLD was really sad too.
Yeah, Juice WRLD.
But
X was definitely the saddest for me. X was
Nipsey,
my favorite.
Nipsey was the he was a community man.
Yeah,
like his community loved.
I
him.
I never really
too.
Listened to Nipsey. When I heard that he died, I started listening to him. He's not.
Oh,
he's
listen
not
to
terrible.
There's a song called "A Letter to Nipsey Hussle." It's pretty good.
Yeah,
was it by Roddy Ricch or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Juice WRLD, X. And Lil Peep, they're really good. I really enjoy Lil Peep. It's good. It's like alternative rock/rap.
It's emo rap.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. We're going to take a little break. We're going to get out of here. We're going to come back in a bit. Yeah, see you all later. All
right, peace.
Peace.
Yeah, one fish, two fish, red fish, black fish, blue fish, old fish, new fish. This one has a little star, this one has a little car. Say what a lot of fish there are.
Alright, everybody, back from that little break. How is everyone, I guess?
Good? I'm good. After watching,
that voice crack, though?
I'm good after watching the pre-podcast.
Yeah.
Let's just not talk about that.
Just getting all the energy out.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's already February 5th. I feel like.
I don't like school.
I say no one likes school.
No, it's starting to feel like summer more, but like it's
spring
not.
Is winter is better. No. Summer is better than winter, but fall is the best season.
Yeah.
Spring is the worst because everyone's sick, it's muddy, and it's raining.
That's why I don't like spring.
And
fall
sometimes
is the
it's
best.
Super cold and sometimes
no,
it's unnaturally hot.
But a lot of times I love the days in spring, like
the nice days.
The day
yeah,
no, the days in spring where you're like chilling at home like on a Saturday and it's like pouring out rain.
Yeah.
You know, you just get to chill inside and you know
like those days where
like
you can do that with winter too. Like you just sleep for like 15 hours, and you wake up at like 2 in the afternoon, and you just.
But
like,
also,
I don't understand how people do that.
Dude,
I
do that every day.
I can't do that.
You wake up at 3.
I wake up at six. Dude, I wake up at like 7-8 every weekend. It's just.
Dude, I don't wake up until like 12.
Bro, yeah, it's just my natural
unless
cycle.
I have something going on, I sleep until at least 10 p.m.
Yeah, at least 10. Most days it's closer to 11.
No, guys, like when I wake up.
If I don't have something going on, okay.
The only reason I'll ever wake up at like 9 or 10 is if I stay up to like 12, which is only on like.
On weekends, like Friday nights, I'll stay up to like.
The only time I'll wake up past 8 is like
if I stay up until like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Well, same for me. Like, if I stay
up Caden, and we did stay up on New Year's.
Yeah,
so you probably
slept
until like 8.
Yeah.
My dad, like, it was midnight, and he was just like, "All right, go to bed." And I was like, "Okay." And then I just did stuff in my room until like 3 a.m.
Oh, dang,
like,
dang, man, 3 a.m.
No!
Just watching YouTube, huh?
Yes, YouTube.
Yes, YouTube.
Yo,
yes.
You go down the rabbit hole and end up watching some 6-year-old, bro.
No, yeah. You like you start out with like normal content,
like,
and then there's like a 6-year-old jumping off a building onto like 10 trampolines or something.
Ryan's toilet review.
That kid is rolling in dough.
Okay,
that kid's rich.
I swear to God, he's like 17 now. He has one of those diseases where you don't physically age.
Yeah.
So like
yeah.
No. So you don't like those diseases where you don't like physically age.
Yeah.
So you still look like you're 5 years old, but you're like 23.
Yeah.
So I bet you he's like that. He's like 21. He's like doing the toy reviews and he's like drinking and smoking. But they're like, Ryan, we gotta do this Lego Star Wars thing.
Yeah, I can look
don't
it up
smoke.
Right now. I'm gonna look.
Yeah, look up Ryan's toy reviews age.
Okay.
And then look up his net worth. He's like a billionaire.
Right. Yeah, no, he's legit.
It's insane.
Age.
Cause it's just like
he's
seven.
Dude, he's 8.
He's 8.
No.
Yes,
not as of now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
I
he doesn't actually
watching,
have it.
I remember watching.
No, I know.
His,
I know he doesn't.
I watched one of his old videos. He was like 3.
Yeah. He started.
He was
really
playing with like a.
I,
he was like doing.
I was just
a little,
scrolling
like,
through
thing.
My homepage, and there was like one of his videos where he was, and like. I looked over for like the preview to see what people were watching, and it's literally him just crawling around inside a giant plastic playhouse.
Exactly,
and it has
bro.
70 million views.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's his net worth?
Okay, let me see.
He's a billionaire because it's just
like
actually five. It's literally just like 5 to 10 year olds just with their parents' iPads just auto playing.
Yeah,
dude, he has 16 million.
Jesus,
that's
too much.
Okay,
oh
16 million for an 8-year-old.
I bet he doesn't even.
Most
doesn't
of it
get,
goes to his parents,
yeah,
and a lot of it is spent on
well,
toys
yes.
for
his first.
But their toy on
not six, but not 16
they,
million.
They have to have
yeah,
some kind
like,
of savings account for him, right?
Yeah, for sure. He probably
well, like
he's
a lot of it is probably saved for college.
No, he's
yes.
set for life though.
No, like actually 16. Like if you have like 5 mil, you're pretty much set.
Dude, you only
yeah.
you only.
Like a mil could go
middle class,
pretty quickly.
Middle
I know.
Class
I know. He's
maybe go through 2 million or
yeah.
a million their whole life. So
but more than that. Because,
well,
like,
I
mortgage
up,
and stuff. Because if you think about house and mortgage.
Well.
Actually, depends. No, mortgage.
They
because most people don't.
They'll make around a million to 2 million for, like,
yeah.
the average middle class job.
Well, I looked up on.
During
your
whole life. So, his family is set for, like, generations.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And,
he's still making money.
I looked up what, like, the average mainstream rapper makes, like, every year. It's, like, 1.15 million.
Yeah.
This kid's only been doing it for, like. I mean,
five years,
and he's got 16
no.
million.
No,
yeah.
but the problem with this, like, the thing with this, though, they're going to grind out, like, even if they don't post all the videos right now, the smart
yeah.
thing would be to do is to just film, like, a bunch of videos.
Yeah,
while
and
they
just slowly release.
So he could, like, so when he's, like, 17 or something, they could still be posting videos
yeah.
and making money.
Just slowly release.
Or just have another kid.
What do you think about this?
His first toy unboxing interview of a Lego train set.
Wait.
Got 48 million views.
Jeez.
All right, Caden, what do you think about this kid? Rich.
I remember being on YouTube, just being so bored and just going to YouTube like trending page.
Yeah.
Trending.
Number one from 6 days ago, like 48 million views.
Yeah.
Ryan's toy reviews,
okay.
like unboxing.
Dude,
I was like, how?
He's been, I dude,
I,
like,
I
remember a time when he was like at number one trending for like 3 months or something.
I found
like
this
that.
Right here.
It's crazy.
It says you make between the 10 cents to 30 cents per view, but it averages about 18 cents per view, and the average YouTube channel can receive $18 per 1,000 views, which is around $3 to $5 per 1,000
oh
video views.
That's
so
yeah.
40
which is
million
insane.
Views.
Yeah,
so
like
wait,
most
so a million
think about
is 1,000 times 18. Right, wait.
Yeah, do
yes.
1,000.
So 1,000 times 18, that's 18,000.
Times
48, which is
well times 3, about
yeah about
if you get like
do
a,
it
if you get a million
or wait no
views,
how much do you get per view?
You get $3 per 1,000 views.
Just do 0.18.
Oh, $3.
No,
so,
no, you get
let's see. So
you get
for a million,
you get 18 cents per 1,000. No, yeah, $18
per
thousand.
For 1,000 ad views. For 1,000 ad
views. Wait, hold on. Just click on this. Click 0.18
okay.
times 48.
Look, we're going to go with $3 per 1,000 video views. So 3 times 18 is like like 30, 40 something. It's like 40.
Why don't you just.
It's 50 something.
Why don't you just do 3
just,
times.
Just put it in, bro.
Just do 0.8. Wait, so wait, you make $3
so
per video view.
Yeah, three times.
1,000 goes into
48
million. Like, what? 400?
So,
4,800 times, right?
Yeah.
So it's 3.
No. 48,000
okay.
times.
Yeah, so do 3 times 48,000.
Okay, 3 times 144K.
Jeez. That's per one. That's like his per video. He made that much.
Yeah.
Like, if you're making that much money for each video.
That
like,
most, like, middle class, that's more than they make it.
Imagine if
yeah.
this kid, like...
That's a lot more than
imagine,
most middle class
yeah.
But imagine if this kid actually became famous besides YouTube.
I know.
How
and
much money he would have.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if he got his own show.
No,
I,
no,
I think he does have a show on Netflix.
No,
yeah,
is it, like...
I'm not sure, but,
I think
like,
he does.
Oh my god. Okay.
His subscribers are, like, 23.7 million as of February 1st. 2020, and
look
his
up,
total views are 34.8 billion as of December 25th, 2019.
Look up.
If he has
his average audience
or,
age, because I bet you
it's
less than 14. Oh, like the average 10. Is maybe even less than 10. I'd say like it's about 10.
Because like if one of
7 to 10, I'd say it's about 7 to 10.
Yeah, because like when we were younger, like you like when you were 6, like 7 or 8, you're like you just watch some random crap, and then you keep watching that up until you're like. 11 or
well, I
something.
Didn't,
and
I didn't
you're like,
watch
wow,
him.
This is not good.
Yeah, I didn't
well, not
watch
him,
but
like other YouTubers like that.
Well, I just saw his. I just wanted to see like what all the rage was about, and I watched it. And I was like, okay.
It's a
yeah.
kid. Open
yeah,
voice,
I was
like,
nah, 6-year-olds watch this, bro.
Dude, yeah, no, it's all autoplay. YouTube.
What's his average?
YouTube
age
is really messed up.
Audience?
Like,
yeah,
it's very, very messed up.
What's his average audience age?
I don't know. Let's see.
He's
like the 87th most earning YouTube channel or whatever, like best YouTube channel.
Yeah, but like
in the top 1%. Wait, earning month. It says established
oh
partner
God.
Earning monthly is 1.64 million to 5 million.
Because also the thing with him, like Toy Reviews, like
oh
he
my
can
God.
Get sponsored by
potential,
big toy brands too. Which
he can get sponsored
money.
By
like,
Nerf,
okay,
which
yeah,
is like huge.
Yeah,
like
Hasbro.
Hasbro or something.
Yeah. Hasbro, yeah.
Yeah, potential earnings here. 87K. For one video, for each
Jeez.
Video.
No, and like, look,
87,000.
Published videos, he has 23 in the past month. Like, that's almost one a day.
I don't want to do that math, but that's so much money. That is a
no,
lot
but
of money.
Think about it. Think about
oh
it.
Oh my God.
So look,
he
so
gets
look,
he gets two,
2 million.
He gets 2 million, around 2 million for
a
like
month.
20 for yeah a month.
So
yeah.
So think about it. Think about it. If he gets 2 million per month and that's just ad views.
He has five.
He could
years,
he
right?
could he
no,
could
not
get
ad
sponsors.
Views.
No.
He could
just,
get sponsors.
This is what
he oh, we are
and he
what
well
about,
I know he has sponsors but
what,
like
so
you
he's
said
been
80,
doing it
80
for 5 years, right?
$2 million $1,000
around 5 years.
Per
around 5 years. That's
yeah, not,
60 months.
That's
yeah. That's 120 million.
But no, but it's not gonna
yeah,
be it's not gonna be the
yeah.
same amount for the entire
because
time.
There's
it's on average.
There's,
yeah.
Yeah.
You can make more.
There's like taxes.
If you scroll up, I bet there's this graph that's showing you.
That was YouTube. Doesn't it get paid directly to you? And
audience.
He's like 8 years old. So
audience,
because
gonna
it's gonna get
to
paid directly to you.
Okay, audience
exactly.
inside here. Okay, this is really weird. It says
what
20% is 25 to 34-year-olds.
Because you know why?
They probably think it's cute.
Yeah, they think it's cute. Or there are like other channels on YouTube. Watching him to make a
or,
video about it.
No, it's their parents' YouTube account.
Yeah, that's
and they're
true.
Letting their child watch it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's or it's like their big brother or sister or something, or just like a shared iPad account.
55 to 64-year-old people watch it. 13 to 17, 10%.
And it doesn't, and because like
I don't know. United States is 90%.
Well, no, actually, you know what it is
because
you can't make
yeah.
a YouTube account without
when years. When you're not old enough.
I mean, like, you obviously you can be 6 and lie and say you're, like, 12.
Yeah, like,
so,
everybody does
so
that.
It's
like, I had a YouTube account before I was 13.
It's definitely parents making...
Yeah.
I'm not
like,
even 13,
making an
yeah,
account and putting filters
account.
On so the kids
but
can
for
watch
for a YouTube account,
things.
You have to have a phone number.
Yeah.
No, not all the time.
Yeah,
they don't.
Yeah,
yeah, you do, but you can
yeah.
put in your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
His average video views are around
like,
4 million, and it's down
3%. Anything else you boys would like to talk about?
Oh, we've been talking about that for a long time.
Yeah, we talked about that
YouTube
for like
is just messed
minutes.
Up, though.
Caden?
Oh, my God.
Oreos?
What's your
thing? Wait, wait, double
vanilla,
stuffed,
vanilla,
thin, or like full?
Vanilla, double stuffed, best.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. But the best Girl Scout cookies are the lemon ones.
What?
Thin Mints.
No, Girl Scout
thin
cookies.
Mints.
The lemon ones are the best.
Thin Mints.
I've never had a Girl Scout.
We got like 5 minutes, boys.
You've never. Okay, you need to get the lemon ones.
All right. Get all of them. Just go to a Girl Scout
okay,
and just like
so,
steal.
Wait, hold up.
I've never actually. I know. We've never. Like,
go
I've never that. Actually had like. Other flavors of Oreos.
It's
I think I've
like,
had one.
Well, it's just.
I've literally only had the original.
I've had.
I think that's it.
I've heard of like
two.
Birthday cake and like
yeah, birthday
yeah,
strawberry.
I've heard they
or birthday cake's pretty good. They're,
they make tons of different Oreo flavors.
I
think they make coffee Oreos.
I've
no.
had Swedish fish Oreos. Those were disgusting. They were
okay.
terrible.
Boys,
okay.
How do you feel about the flavor pumpkin spice anything?
Oh, it's sometimes
good.
It's good.
Good.
It depends. It
it's
depends
good.
On the food.
It's
it
good.
Depends.
Yeah,
it's
too
it
sweet.
Honestly,
highly
it really
depends
does.
On the food.
Because like I want I like because everybody's like pumpkin spice latte, but like that's just it just like
but,
hurts me. It's too sweet.
Those
it's
are the
either good or it's too sweet.
Yeah.
Those are the
like,
people
oh.
that say, "Oh, I don't like pumpkin spice except for this latte here."
Yeah, but like if you got, but like if I got like I don't know. What else has it? Like a pumpkin spice cake or something.
Or, yeah.
Cheerios
like,
actually have.
Yeah,
like
pumpkin
muffins.
Spice Cheerios. Those are great. And the muffins are good too. Yeah.
What?
Okay.
So, I think that's going to end our podcast
wait,
episode right here.
What about cookies and cream Oreos?
Let's let Caden end it, though.
I've never had those. No. you know what? Fine. Caden,
yeah.
you can do
on,
the outro. I do every intro. You can
honorary
do
outro.
All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you next time from Podcasting for Dummies. Yeah.
Real quick, Xander, do you want to plug anything?
Sure.
Lil Xan.
So follow my Instagram. It's Lil Xan with the L's are ones instead of L's. And then I actually don't know what my Snap is. So yeah, just Instagram.
All right.
Thank you to Xander for coming on, and everybody have a great day.
Also follow We Love Amar.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye.
Pound
bye.
It.
Bye.
Noggin.
Bye.